reality. When you have new players, new coaches, it's very difficult for them, because you'd like to just go and practice and say, all right, you know, 3-on-2 fast break drill and say something else. Not that anybody's that different, but the terminology is different. They're playing with different guys. So we got to, you know, it's very hard to stop and start as much as we're making them do. But given that, I thought they did a really good job. They worked hard. They bought into what we were trying to do, and their enthusiasm and their effort was very good.
Any first impressions that you can share about the team?
Yeah, no. If we practice like we practice today, we're going to be a good team. You know, I mean, it's also the first practice. I got to think, you know, you go around the league, 30 people probably had a good first practice. You should. I mean, you haven't played in a long time, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. But and we'll tell them before tonight's practice. And in all sincerity, if we work the way we did today, and we play with the kind of enthusiasm we did today, we'll be a good basketball team. It's hard to do that, though. It's hard for people to understand that it really matters how you practice. If you practice this way every day, it's easy to play in games. It's when you start, you know, drifting, and when you start playing 4 games in 5 nights, and when you get into the season, you have a lot of days without a practice. Practices are good. When you're able to practice, it really helps you to play well. So we got to take advantage of this month, because this is the bulk of our practices for the year are going to happen right now.
All these fresh faces, is there a timetable or expectations when you want them to
do it? No, there really isn't. I'm not saying we don't want to play well October 31st against Denver, but it's going to take a little bit of time. But you also can overcome some of that time with enthusiasm and with effort. Sometimes we may not look pretty, but if you're playing real hard and if you have a lot of enthusiasm, that makes up sometimes for not knowing to play every time, or not understanding what's expected of them. So, again, one day, but I'm very happy, one practice.
Anything that we can draw from the three teams that you had out there and just the groupings?
Yes, that, like, each team had 5 guys on it, and we had a couple small guys, a couple big guys. One of the teams was red, one of the teams was green, one of the teams was white. If you go anything beyond that, you would be extrapolating.
How did Kevin do today, and how do you plan on coaching him? What do you try to do with Kevin?
Stay out of his way, for the most part. I don't think it was hard for anybody to really stick out today, honestly. We did a lot of drills. I'm sure when we get up there and say, how did guys do, usually after practices it's pretty clear. You say, wow, Damon had a really good day, or somebody did this or did that. It would be hard for anybody to have jumped out today. Kevin, I mean, he did all right, but I didn't notice him any more or less than anybody else, to be honest with you.
You plan to go with the 2 days for how long?
You're allowed to do it for 6 days. We will probably do four of the six. I'm counting Saturday, that open practice, as a double day also, because we will practice in the morning. So I'm counting that as two. So we'll go 2 today, 2 tomorrow. We'll go 1 on whatever the third day is. I think it's Thursday. We'll go 2 Friday, 2 Saturday. You know, again, unless we get a lot of injuries or something like that, but that's what we'll aim for, 4 2-a-days. And that would be more than normal. Like, in the future, we won't do that many. But we have to. And the second one, you're not allowed to do contacts. We're not going to hurt them tonight. They'll run and they'll get some shooting in, but it'll be putting stuff in. So it's not going to fatigue them. But, you know, normally I would like to keep them off there. You know, a normal preseason for us would be 2-1, 2-1, mm-hmm. and 1 from there on in. But I don't think we can afford that this year.
With the older guys, do you have to watch out for them some?
Yeah, you know, I didn't this morning because, in my opinion, the practices are so slow that you don't have to worry about it. But Kurt and Wally in particular, and we're treating Robert the same way, although he's not an older guy, but we're just going to try. And I'm thinking of treating Kurt and Robert as if they're one person, kind of just one plays, the other doesn't, just alternate them to keep Kurt because he's got veteran legs, and Robert because he's coming back from an injury. Wally, I didn't know, he was fine today, but we'll go a little slow with Wally too. But other than that, the other guys are all young. The other guys, there should be no problem at all.
Who's breakout as far as offense, defense?
I think it was a little bit more defense. It was probably close. I would say maybe 60% defense. Maybe 40% offense, including the shooting and that. A lot of fast break with Paul. And actually, the biggest segment of practice today was Dwight Dodd with the stretching. I mean, he stretched him for about, I don't know, like an hour before practice and like 20 minutes after. So we got to cut him back a little bit. I mean, we did more stretching than anything else, honestly.
What defines a perfect point guard for you?
John Stockton. I think a pass first guy who's a good defender, who guys know when they run or when they're open they're going to get the ball, who takes care of the ball, knows when to run, when to get you into an offense. He knows when it's a critical time in the game, who's supposed to get the ball, and he gets him the ball. He's also, it's a bonus, like with a guy like John, when you need him to score, he can score. I mean, John would not take a shot for like 9 minutes, and all of a sudden his team's down four with a minute and a half to go, and he pulls up and knocks a three down. I mean, he just, you know, that's a little hard to ask that, but I mean, that's a perfect point guard to me, but there aren't a lot of those guys around.
Coach, what makes, I mean, Jeff is considered kind of a chameleon, a guy can put in a room. What makes him unique? What stands out about Jeff?
I think the combination of size and athletic ability and ball skills. Usually a guy that big is not as athletic getting up and down the floor and getting off the ground. And usually a guy that big can't play 20 feet away from the basket and pass the ball and shoot the ball. So, you know, it's LeBron type thing. I'm not making that comparison, but like when you get a guy like Kevin Garnett, you need a guy who has ball skills and athletic ability and knows how to play basketball. And then on top of that, he's 6'9 or 6'10. You go, you got a problem. Or you got a good thing if he's your guy, but it's a problem if he's on the other team.
Do Georgetown kids generally have that?
No, I wouldn't make that generalization. Georgetown kids generally play hard. You want a generalization? As long as I remember, if you got a Georgetown kid, you got somebody who is disciplined and who plays very hard and understands the game. The really good thing about young John 3, JT3's system, is that Princeton spread floor makes everybody handle the ball. So Jeff's got ball skills. I mean, even though he played underneath in college most of the time, he's got ball skills most bigs don't have coming out of college. So does Kevin. We happen to have two guys. I mean, normally when you get a 6'9 or 6'10 guy, you say, well, if you want to play him away from the basket, it's going to take a little time. These guys, because of their ball skills, they can make the transition and play away from the basket, which is great.
You know, it's early, but can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on Delonte?
Oh, I like Delonte a lot. Our first problem is to figure out where to play him. I mean, I think he would prefer to play one, but I think the fact that he can play both helps us. You know, when we've got three very talented point guards, without even talking about JJ, so it gives us a chance to get him some minutes. And the fact that he can shoot the ball, and the fact that he's got those long arms, small, but he's got long arms, and he's a very good defender. He's an above average defender, so you can play him some at two. But we just have to evaluate the three of them at point for a while, and at the same time get Delonte some time at two, and then start figuring out who's going to play where or how much. But I think the advantage he has, he can help us solve the logjam by perhaps playing some minutes at two. I mean, having said that, if he's our best one, then he's going to play a lot of minutes at one. But I mean, we need to evaluate him at two different positions.
Do you feel he has the ability to kind of start your defense at the top and be able to pressure the ball?
Yeah, I think he definitely does. I think all our guards do, to be honest with you. You know, people talk about Earl. Everybody knows what a good defender he is, but I think that's one of the things with Luke. Luke can go out and pressure 94 feet. So in different ways, they're all a little bit different. Earl's a very physical defender, really gets into people. Luke can guard the ball, stay in front of guys like Tony Parker, or play like that, you know, get out and play full court. And Delonte is, if anything, a very good half-court defender. He's got the long arms. He blocks a lot of shots for a guard. He's a heady player. He'll get through screens and he'll play. So they're all a little bit different, but I think they all are capable of giving us good defense.
Talk a little about Swift. It looks like he was laboring a little bit today. Obviously,
I said to Mike, I hope we didn't play him too much. I don't think we did. He was sore. That's, you know, the difference between being sore and it, you know, really being in pain is something else. When you haven't played, and again, even the 5-on-5, these guys have been playing and working at it, it's not the same thing. Right. So hopefully that's all he was, is sore. Well, you know, we'll see in a couple hours and see how he comes back tonight and see what he feels like. He was sore. But it wasn't sore the whole practice, but he was sore toward the end.
Yeah. Just basic drill work today, guys, in the scrimmage or anything like that?
No, controlled scrimmage. We did, like, we got some 5-on-5 transition. But we did three different things like that. We did a 4-on-4-on-4 where they got a little bit of that. We did a transition. And Shell, we didn't really go up and down. There was probably only two segments where they really got a chance to play basketball.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
What's, I guess, what?